So we are right back on the Power Hour, KC 107.7. Yes, the number is 0824141077. Unfortunately, quite a few messages came in for Melissa after the interview, but I will definitely forward it to her. But as you know, we are also celebrating Youth Month. The month for youth, yes. So tonight I brought in two young people that are doing remarkable things in their community, wherever they are. And we want to shine the spotlight on those youth. You know, that don't sit and wait and sit on the corners and wait for things to happen. They go out there, they make it happen. So I brought in two friends, yes, that are youth. Sorry. it's an on-air joke. Anyway, good evening to... They were making jokes, so I had to laugh. You know, it's youth jokes. Good evening, Franca. How are you? I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making time. I know you are one busy young lady. Yeah. And then we have Austin Jeffries.
Good evening, all. Sorry, Karine's is making me laugh.
It's actually the other way around. So, guys, thank you. I mean, I know you two are super busy, and I admire that a lot. You're not corner boys or corner girls. So, Courtney, let's go to you. As a young lady, you strive for a better future because one can see it in whatever you are doing in your life. What motivates you to keep pushing forward despite the challenges that is there?
I think what motivates me is my alter ego. And I know it sounds funny, but hear me out.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's go for it.
The alter ego, she has a name. I call her The Courtney. And that is the person that I want to be one day. So The Courtney has it all figured out. She's driving a dream car. She has a dream job. Despite
what
all
kind
of this,
car? Did you figure that one out?
No, my dream car is a Lamborghini Urus, but that's a groot eendag.
Yes.
But it's there, like she has it all, and she is outspoken, and she defends those that cannot defend themselves. She is a voice to those that do not have a voice. She is not afraid to take up the space when she enters a room, and she's all associated with all the good things, and this is the person that I aspire to be one day. And so every habit that I form, I ask myself, does this align with The Courtney? Is this a decision that The Courtney would make one day? And so while I'm balancing a full-time job, I'm also pursuing my master's degree full-time. And it's not always easy, but I always remind myself that every sacrifice that I make today is an investment into my future, into pursuing The Courtney. And I think that is what I think about, even in the difficult times. That is the person that I want to be one day.
Wow.
So it keeps me going.
I was only going to throw this question at you, but that was such an interesting answer. Okay. I have to go to V. Austin. Let's hear what he has to say with this question.
What motivates me? So we all know motivation is temporary. It doesn't last forever. It's a spike of feeling. You can do everything, and then the next moment it's gone and you don't feel like it anymore. So it comes down to discipline as well. But what motivates me is it's very similar to what Courtney's saying. So it's also like it's really to look after my loved ones, like my mother, my brother. They like the keystones as to why I need to do what I need to do. So it's for my future self as well, If I must give my alter ego a name, it'll be Powers. But Powers in capital letters.
So this Powers, does he have like a Boeing or something?
He's driving his dream car as well, a Jeep Wrangler, the big one. he's hiking every day, he's running every day, he's lifting weights, he's doing martial arts, he's doing everything. Discipline.
Does Powers have a girlfriend?
Yes, he does.
Oh, what's
but with the alter ego, it'll be, the alter ego, it'll be his wife by that time.
what is his girlfriend's name?
So this is why I was laughing earlier, guys. Powers' girlfriend name is Courtney.
But it's not this Courtney.
It's this Courtney.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really my loved ones, man. I see a future of myself, and like Courtney said also, she will ask herself if this habit or decision will align with her future self. And as I'm growing old, I realize time is flying. It's in the blink of an eye, you know, you're losing years if you don't do anything. And if you actually use your time and do stuff, you realize you have plenty of time. That's the one illusion of
so out. True. Wow. So. Cool. I'm going to give my alter ego's name also.
Lady G. And she's 25.
All the time. So, we're going to now try and be serious. So, Youth Month reminds us that young people are the future. Courtney, this is for you. How do you personally take responsibility for shaping a positive future for yourself and your community?
So, personally, I believe that positive change starts with personal responsibility. So, pursuing higher education, I'm constantly learning, I'm constantly trying to maintain a strong work ethic, I'm always investing into my own development, and, you know, I am the oldest grandchild on both sides of the family, so I was always taught to be an example, and I try to lead by that, so I try to always provide the environment for my younger cousins and the younger people to come and talk to me about anything, whether it's career-wise, whether it's personal growth. I always strive to be that big sister figure, not just to them, but to the younger community as well.
Esther. So, Mr. Powers, the Courtney was on the mic. So now we have the Powers on the mic. So what are some of the biggest challenges young people face today? And how do you support friends and stuff like that?
So we know the most common one, which is drugs. But it's also the environment in which they also grow up and the environment they surround themselves with. And at the moment, it all comes down to discipline. Like I said, discipline will take you far in life. It will take you out of any bad habit and really redirect your life path for greater things. And what we're currently doing is we have the Bully Buster campaign, which falls under the Cape Winelands Kickboxing Federation. And at the moment, we go into different schools on a weekly basis, and we are training them kickboxing. And not just for the sake of self-defense or anything, but for discipline as well. And to teach them that it's all about protecting one another, and it's not to hurt one another. And in those sessions, you will really see the ones that stand out to where the lack of discipline comes in. Not in the bad way. But lack of discipline, where they will really learn to see that you have to be intentional with your life. You know, it's all fun and games to sit in the corner and maybe do a bad thing or two, you know, smoke something or drink something at a young age and follow the friends. But the discipline takes you out of that environment and shows that there's something great out there. If you really pursue yourself, physically get stronger, learn something new. So that's what we're busy doing, the kickboxing, which is really helping. Every time I'm in sessions, whether it's a new school or the same school, you'll see the faces of the children and the messages. They will come up to you and be like, "Yo, coach, when you come here again, we would love to train again." And the people changing also, like the quote-unquote, the the negative ones, if I can put it that way, they'll be changing into the positive ones where the attitude disappears once they are put on their place as well. And just literally showing them it's all love. It's coming from a place of love, basically. So, yeah.
Wow, now that's amazing. It's amazing what both of you guys are doing. But like you said, you have an alter ego now. I've got an alter ego now from tonight on as well. I've made up my mind. How do you stay focused on your goals? Do you have days off days? We feel you can't do everything you're doing. How do you stay focused?
Definitely.
What method does the Courtney have for the Courtney? Or is it the Courtney for Courtney?
The Courtney. I do have my days sometimes. I'm not always, like Austin said, motivation isn't something that's there constantly. But through trying one step at a time, that is where discipline forms. It's not giving up. Discipline is not about doing everything right. It's about just taking one small step at a time. If you feel like rest, rest. If you feel like you need to take a break, but do not stop there. Get up one step at a time. That is where discipline is formed. You set clear goals for yourself. You prioritize what matters the most. To me, working full-time, studying full-time, it consists of careful planning and consistency. And at the same time, I try to make an effort to continue growing as a person also by learning new skills. I'll pick up a book. I started reading now as well. I started learning new hobbies. 2 years ago, I just started kickboxing, something I never knew that I would be able to do. Ask Austin, I cried for a whole month. I cried in every session. But you learn so much about yourself through this journey. It develops your character. You learn so much about yourself. And so, yeah, growth is continuous. It's a continuous journey. It's not something that just happens today and tomorrow it's over. It's a continuous process. And so I believe that every experience contributes to becoming a better version to myself. And yeah.
So you said, before I go over to Austin, you said you doing your master's degree?
I am, yes.
Right? And then you said you started kickboxing 2 years ago?
Yes.
Any fights planned for the future?
I said, first when I started, I told myself, no, I'm only in it for the fitness. A few months later, I found myself grading, where I'm grading for my only third belt now, end of the year. And now I am opening up to the idea of a friendly match.
Friendly.
Nothing serious, but I'm opening up to the idea.
That's not a good enough answer.
No, but a small step at a time. I'm trying. It's a lot. It's a lot further than from where I started. It's been a journey, but yeah.
Well done. you're right. It's one step at a time. So, Mr. Powers, what message of hope and encouragement would you like to share with other young people who may feel lost and uncertain about their future? And you're welcome to add on that together as we close off this interview tonight.
Okay. The first thing is that it's okay, you know. It's okay not to have it all figured out. That's number one. It takes a big weight off your shoulders, because today you have lots of pressure on you. Social media is showing you what's the norm, what's the standard, or what you should have at a certain age and all these things. When that's really, it's fake, to put it straightforward. It's on the phone. If you don't look at the phone, then what's in front of you? You know, it's your life. So it's really okay. It's one step at a time. And things happen as they should. But you should also realize that time is valuable. And don't just sit behind it and use it as an excuse not to do anything, but actually do something with your life and move on from there. One step at a time, and it's okay to feel lost. You are not lost. You are just in the process of finding yourself.
I definitely agree. It's definitely, I think, something that's an issue that's prevalent in the youth today. And I see it with my cousins, and it's something that I struggled with when I was matric as well, thinking that we have to have it all planned out. And we have to, if we aren't accepted at our preferred university, we tend to think that our life is over, when it's definitely not. That's where life starts, and that's where the adventure starts of learning to find yourself again and growing into what we love. And so my message is simple. Do not let your current circumstances define your future. It is okay not to have everything figured out yet. But in the same breath, we aren't limited to the confinement of social norms. So if it's the social norm to go study after school, but you aren't doing it, that is okay. If you have to do it the other way around, go work first and then study afterwards, that's 100% okay as well. Just take it one step at a time and do not give up on yourself.
Thank you for both of you. Non-couple, you two. I just want to know, any future plans that we can look out to, look forward to?
My first fight.
Your first fight?
Courtney's first fight, yeah. Sorry, at the moment there.
Thank you very much for your time, for your energy, for your alter egos, that they were also here present tonight. It was wonderful to have both of you. Have a blessed evening.
Good night.
Thank you very much.